Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ozzy in Woodridge. Ozzy, the floor is yours to break this tie.
Sean did a worse job. Sean's voice got more higher pitched, meaning he panicked more. Therefore, Thomas J.V. Filler Show Lugauer takes this Lugash debate theory.
Nice, excellent. Tommy. Excellent job, Tommy. Congratulations. Before we do allow you to make whatever point you wanted to make, want to be fair to the callers who get to break a Lugash debate series, Sean, your thoughts on losing to Tommy Lugauer?
Lugie did a great job, a better job than I expected. I lose with dignity. And to be frank, we all lose as Giants fans because both these guys are here.
That's well said.
Well said. That was the first time I've ever heard you have that kind of dignity. I'm very impressed.
Well, I think he secretly agrees with me. I think the points I was making, he was like, oh boy, Lugauer was actually kind of right on a lot of these things.
You actually did make a lot of really good points. Like, I mostly side with Sean, but the way I viewed this, and Ozzy, I'll get to you. Calm down over there.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I know. I'm just playing around. I'm making it up. You actually made me move a little bit in my thought. I still don't agree with you, but I thought you did a really effective job of laying out your case. And honestly, I think the best point you made, besides some of the lines, was the injuries to Holland and Adebo being such a big deal. Yeah, those are two additions by Joe Shane. And let's be honest, he did bring them in.
Right, and when they got hurt, everything went to crap.
And Sean has said that many times. So, anyhow, good job, Tommy. The score right now is 10-9.
That's a point for the GM.
Excuse me, you're done. Okay,
all right, he's going to tell you that he's covering up his tire marks, but that he still covered them up effectively, though.
Right. The score is 10-9, Morash Alugi. The next time there's a Lugash debate series, the possession arrow will belong to Tommy Lugauer. Ozzy, the floor is yours.
Well, first off, let me tell you why this debate was one big waste of time. Beeky mentioned in the open, players matter most. Daboll is just playing the role for now of Mike McDaniels. Shane is playing the role right now of the Dolphins general manager that just got canned a couple weeks back.
Greer, yes.
Not one caller, not Tiki, not Tommy, and not Tubby mentioned that Dart got concussed again with 8-plus minutes left in the third quarter this past week. That is his fourth concussion that we know of since the preseason game versus the Eagles. He is the only thing that matters.
Ozzy.
Just ask all Dolphin fans.
Ozzy.
Giant step,
Ozzy,
drafting Dart, you will take 10 giant steps back if you can't figure this out.
Right. You bring something up, and it's very important. When do you believe Jackson Dart was concussed? Because Tiki has this great ability to rewatch the game film immediately, and he knows on cue, yes, that's a concussion. So he'll give you a definitive answer. When do you believe Jackson Dart suffered this concussion you speak of?
8-plus minutes in the third. So much so, he was on the ground, shaking his head left and right. And, of course, his teammates are going to pick him up because that's what NFL players do.
That's fine.
I was upset with the NFL for not buzzing down and having him taken off the field.
Ozzie? I remember this play, Ozzie.
Do you?
So,
yeah. Well, thank you, Ozzie. Was he concussed?
I thought he was.
How about that?
I thought he took a shot and was going to get pushed, taken off the field. But they don't. I'm confused about the rule because I see this every game, and not just the quarterbacks. I see it just random players getting their bell rung, and the way was thought to understand it was that when you demonstrate a small lack of motor control after taking a hit like that, there's a guy up there that sees it or should be watching it, and he buzzes down, and you have to come off the field. I don't think I've seen it once this year.
That's crazy.
And so I hope they're still doing it.
Right.
But I remember the play Ozzie was talking about, and I thought the same thing.
Wow. Okay. Give a point to Ozzie.
Yeah.
Because he says it, and look, we were at the game, so I don't know.
I just want to ask, because you might have this on tape, was this around the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Goal line, Tiki?
It was in the red zone.
In the red zone. Because yeah. I remember him shaking his head. I think yes. I said it to you, Evan.
Like, did
oh,
you?
And I'm pretty sure he popped up. I said, oh, never mind. He popped right up.
You know yeah. what? I saved the audio of our entire game, so I can easily find that one, too, if you'd like. Could prove if you actually said that or not.
Yeah, I'm just having this memory in my head. I could picture him doing it now.
A few minutes into the third quarter, that's an easy one to find. I'll find it before the show is over today. You're listening to WFAN, and WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Omar in Franklin Square. What's going on, Omar?
Hey, guys. What are the chances that last year we saw Saquon get his championship? And this year, we see Daniel Jones get his.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
I mean,
unlikely, only yeah. because I know the Chiefs are the Chargers are one of the favorites still, but the Chiefs still feel like the team to beat.
Yeah.
They've gotten right relative to where they were because they look like they were struggling. They were going to be on the struggle bus. They're off it.
The only way I honestly could see this happening, and it's very unlikely, but it is on the table. And you mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs are off the struggle bus. Well, they are currently not a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
If somehow, some way, they miss the postseason, and you're talking about a postseason field that features the Bills as a wild card team, New England, Pittsburgh, Denver, the Chargers, Jacksonville. And again, I don't think that's going to be the case because I do expect that the Chiefs will make the playoffs. Then, sure, why not? I mean, I look at that field in the AFC, and I'm not blown away by anybody. I still would be mildly surprised. I wouldn't make them a favorite. But I could see them coming out of an AFC that doesn't feature Kansas City. But I'll tell you this, if the Chiefs are there, does anybody in their right mind think that Daniel Jones, Jonathan Taylor, and the whole crew is going to be Patrick Mahomes even at home?
No.
They're not beating them.
No. I couldn't wait to bet that game if that was the case.
But what if it isn't that game? What if what I just laid out actually happens?
Look, there's always a path. Injuries can happen where they're just a well-sound football team. I can't deny that.
You're right.
To be honest with you, though, and I know that's the funner story, I think there's a better chance Xavier McKinney wins the year after Saquon Barkley after leaving the Giants than Daniel Jones, though.
Yeah, but that's not sexy.
No, it's not at all.
No one cares.
You need the two principals that were part of that whole who should we sign, who should we not drama that was from a couple of years ago. Okay, so with 8:57 left in this game, in the third quarter, Jackson Dart scrambles for 18 yards. Hit a little contact, goes out of bounds. The very next play, they're doing a pump and go to his left. Bo gets beat, forces Jackson Dart to scramble to his right. He escapes up the middle of the field and then gets absolutely tattooed by Tatum Bethune. Destroyed. Helmet to helmet hit. In fact, Bethune got a penalty on this play for unnecessary roughness on the quarterback. And Jackson Dart gets up slow. And then he pops. He's laying there, actually. Grabs his helmet, and then he pops up and everything, and he plays the next play.
Interesting. But it looks like a concussion.
Ozzie was definitely right.
Yeah? How about that?
100% right. He got drilled.
This is very nerdy of me, but his reaction after that, what did the Giants do in the immediacy after that?
Incomplete pass. Left. Jackson Dart left. Jackson Dart short pass right to Singletary. A field goal.
That was when they didn't go for it on fourth down.
That was the field goal.
Fourth and three.
Do you think they knew?
Yeah.
They wouldn't run them on fourth, 4 yards to go.
Yeah. This is a part of why, you can't trust these
concussion protocols.
No.
And it does sort of feel random sometimes when a guy is in concussion protocol because you're identifying that play. Ozzie did it from his couch as a fan. You're doing it as someone that certainly would know better than anybody else, and yet there was no buzz down. Tommy, does that change your opinion on the lack of a field goal?
I literally don't even know how to process this.
What do you mean?
Because when asked about it, he didn't say that Dart was concussed.
He can't say that.
Why not?
Because then he's going to go in a protocol, and then it calls the whole rule into question. He can't say that.
If your quarterback gets concussed, though, don't you have to protect the quarterback,
though? That's a different issue. Should
he protect my point.
Okay.
Are we protecting this quarterback, or we're just trying to win games?
Okay, we're moving to a different subject. Okay, can go to that in a second.
I will go back.
I was asking you about the field goal attempt. Does it change your opinion on not going for it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Perfect. So, respectfully, new information's changed your opinion.
Yes, if the quarterback is concussed, you should not go for it.
Okay, because the second point's a great point. Let's get to it. Is there some concern that the Giants aren't doing enough, specifically this head coach, to protect this quarterback? It's a great question.
So, to be honest, this is on Jackson Dart. He's got to slide. You can't escape up the middle of the field and not just slide, dude.
You're
not breaking that tackle. You're not running through a defender. Slide.
But once that happens, do the Giants have any responsibility if they see this?
What can they do?
Take him out of the game if they think he has a concussion.
Oh, if they think he has a concussion, yes. Yes. I don't know if they think he has had a concussion yet.
And that's the point. You're relying on the NFL, their spotter, the independent eye, and this is a head coach that's already in trouble for going into the blue tent and got fined. You're right. They should be looking out for the best interest of the player. This sounds like an NFL problem. You know what I mean? It's there. They have an independent spot there to identify.
In this case, this feels like it's on the NFL.
It just shows the inconsistency of it. I mean, guys get called in a protocol, and then guys don't get called in a protocol. So what the hell's the point of concussion protocol?
Man, he got drilled.
He got drilled on that play. And you're right, getting back to the sliding point, and his coaches in college tried to say it. His coaches in the NFL tried to say it. He does play this game with a recklessness that is concerning. We all love Jackson Dart. We all think he could be a superstar. If you asked me, I said this the day after his debut, I'll certainly say it now. The biggest concern around Jackson Dart is that and the fact that he's not going to be able to stay on the field. And I'd be surprised if he finishes the season. I still am waiting for that moment. I hope I'm wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.